Father Cornelius Kelechi Nwaugugu. Father Cornelius is the chaplain, African chaplaincy here in Dublin, is that correct? How many people would you, how many people would you be a pastor to here in Dublin?
From our record, we have up to 956 at the moment, all through Dublin Diocese.
In how many parishes would that be?
Well, we are in Feesborough, about 7 parishes. We are in Feesborough, St. Peter's. We are in St. Bridget's, Blanchardstown. We are in Divine Mercy, Lucan. We are in Immaculate Conception, Clondalkin. We are in St. Edlin, Tala. We are also in Babrigan, S.S. Peter and Paul. But basically, we stay in Baskaden. Also, we are in Sorts, St. Finian's. So, 7 parishes in Dublin now.
But we're sitting here in the illustrious and salubrious, very well-known Casnock College. And that is, it's obviously beautiful surroundings. And then you're also, so you're here, you're living here. Are you working in this school?
Well, the word working shouldn't be the right word. But however, I'm a Vincentian, and the school is run by the Vincentians, and I'm a Vincentian. I'm living here. So I'm a member of the community that is here in Casnock.
Are you pastorally occupied then, if I'm not allowed to use the work, with the students here in the school?
Well, at the moment, I'm living here as a community member. But occasionally, if there are some celebrations in Casnock, and as a community member, I think it's appropriate for me to join them.
Look, actually, the reason I ask is because, you know, you're a chaplain to all of these people in 7 parishes, and you're also busy here in the school. So, I mean, you mustn't get much time to yourself.
Well, we create time, we create happiness, we create joy for ourselves, and I believe my stay here has nothing to prevent me from doing my work as a chaplain to the Africans. And for me, it's a very good place because it offers me the good opportunity to have a good rest. And when I'm home, I'm at home. And for me, I have good rest.
Yeah. What does the African chaplaincy stand for? And who are the Africans that are here?
The Archbishop of Dublin, His Grace Most Reverend Martin Damute, I think deem it fit to have a chaplaincy or a community that takes care of the pastoral needs of the immigrants. And it all started in a way in St. Peter's, although there may be some other places that the Africans gather for one celebration or the other. But at least the official one, the Archbishop created it and then gave it to, there was a priest before us, Father Sylvester. He was the first official priest to be in charge of the chaplaincy on behalf of the Dublin Diocese. Prior to that, he has been assisting in Mead Street and also in Feesborough. Now, it is now an official chaplaincy, and Father Lazarus was there before me. He took over from Sylvester, and now here I am with this. The Archbishop appointed me through the recommendation of my superior, Father Emmon Devlin, and now we are ministering to all Africans, especially you have Nigerians there, you have people from Malawi, you have people from Zimbabwe, you have people from Togo, and from Cameroon. Many African countries are involved, and many of them do gather for the celebrations in those mentioned places or centers of worship. So it has been a good experience, learning experience for me and for all of us. And we are working towards integrating them back into the Irish society and seeing a way of making them be relevant in the Irish church and society.
Many of these people are leaders in their own right. They're doctors, we were talking about this. There's lawyers, there's teachers, nurses. I mean, they're making a significant and a huge contribution to our society as it is, right?
Yes, in their capacities they are. And I think many of them are in the nursing profession and they are relevant there. Many of them are medical doctors here and some of them are very well employed. Some of them are also academic in nature. Some are studying, some are teaching here also. Some of them are lawyers. And I think in a way, they're also making positive impression and impact in the Irish society in their own capacities.
So one of the things I noticed in the African chaplaincy mass, chief celebrant was His Grace Archbishop Diarmaid Martin. And not only was that I noticed it was a lively celebration, and the word celebration was obviously very clearly being, you know, acted out, if you like, that it was a celebration. But not only that, was how deep the faith seems to run. It's just, there was a real sense of faith and the Holy Spirit when we entered that church to take the recording and do the recordings.
Yeah, I think our own way of worship is expressive, it's lively, and there is an active participation. So I think it's the culture we learn from home, like those of us from Africa, Nigeria, or Cameroon, all that, or Togo. You see, we enjoy active celebrations and we participate. We are not passive, we are active participants. So I think when all of us are involved in it, it enhances holistic worship and we all feel refilled and energized. And you feel happy when you enjoy that type of celebrations, yes.
I mean, it was almost contagious, actually. I mean, my own daughter, she's five, actually. She came in for saying four. And she was dancing as well with the women that were there. She was having great fun. I mean, I wonder if the Archbishop himself commented that, could we perhaps learn a thing or two here in Ireland from this?
Well, whether we dance, jump, celebrate it actively or reflectively or meditatively, it does not shift the substance of the celebration. And I think whether it is actively involved or maybe people like to celebrate it quiet, or people want to make it be a contemplative type of celebration or an expressive type of celebration, the essence of the Mass is not altered. In Ireland, for some people, they might say it's quiet, but that does not make the essence of the Mass to go away. And I think whether you are celebrating it in Africa or Ireland or anywhere in the world, the essence of the Mass is what is important. And it is that essence that we look at and say, this is a very good celebration. The other parts of it could be accidental, that people sing and dance. It could be cultural, it could be accidental. That's not the essence, but it's very important also. Whether people love contemplative, quiet way of celebrating, well, that's cultural circumstance made that way. That's not the essence. The essence of the Mass is universal. No matter where it's celebrated, and no matter who is celebrating it, it's supposed to cut across. Yeah, so that's what is important in that.
The sense of community was really strong, and that is an essence that is part of the Mass. But in this case, was very clear. Well, you know, it was tangible when you walked in, From as an Irishman, I would love to see more of that in our, you know, other churches, not just when I would go to visit the African chaplaincy.
Well, I think you made a very good, important statement there that emphasized on community. And it's very good, and it's like it's a welcome development for our own chaplaincy here. There's that sense of community, there's that sense of we are doing it together. But personally, I noticed that also in the Irish church. They do it in their own way. So when you go for their burials, when you go for marriages, when you go for naming ceremony, you see that sense of community there also. So I think it all depends on the way we look at it and the way we perceive it. So that's the way I look at it.
Would it be fair to say that the, you know, within the African communities that, you know, obviously, as we've said there, that there's many different countries, many different cultures from Africa. But it seems, would it be unfair to say that the Nigerian community seems to lead the most?
Yeah, that's how it is. And in such circumstances, we accept what we cannot change. It's not by our own making. It's just that Nigerians are in the majority. There are quite a number of Nigerians here. And it's just like that. There might be about 60-70% of the members there. So some other communities are also coming up. And they're also welcome. And they participate. They are part of what we do. And we have so many of them also in our decision-making bodies. So in the pastoral council, there are some of them from other countries. And they're also part of what we are doing. It's not as if it is a Nigerian thing, but it is an African thing. But the truth is that Nigerians are in the majority here in Dublin.